KC4EZN, KM4RJN. 4RJN, KC4EZN. Good evening, John. It helps if you pick up the right mic. Also helps if you're on the wrong band. I've done that before, too, but in any event. Do you listen to Sid's Sunday Night Net on 14664?
Not usually, that's a little earlier than I get on the radio sometimes, so normally I don't, but if I have the radio on, I may listen to it, but I don't check in, and I'm not right now, obviously.
Try to catch him, and I just tuned in, and I'm getting a whole lot of static and very little voice through where I'm at, and I'm just here with him.
Well, hang on a minute. Let me turn the knob and see what I hear up here. KN4RJN, KC4EZN.
Stand by.
KN4RJN, KC4EZN. He's coming in loud and clear up here. Of course, I'm a little closer to him than you are, maybe, but still shouldn't make any difference.
Rearrange his antenna again, I'm afraid, because I can't hear him at all. I got this one nice and clear, finally. But I switched over there to try and check in with him, and I can't hear squat. A whole lot of static voice every once in a while. I know it's him, but I can't understand a word he's saying.
Well, what? I don't know. All you're telling me puzzles me, because honestly, right now you're coming in at least raised to the repeater, full quieting, no problem. So, anyway, KC4EZN.
I put the antenna back to the original configuration I had it before when everything was working good. When I moved it outside, that's when I started having problems. And then I moved it back inside, and now I can't reach Sid. I can't hear him. So I don't know what's going on here. I'm going to have to... I have to do some experimenting here and figure out what's going on. I know we're put up a real antenna, one or the other.
Well, I think ultimately that's going to be your best answer, and might even have to invest in some new coax. But I know physically where I'm at, I can see the physical repeater from my front porch, but I'm in the basement. And sometimes I can hit it with the handheld on 5 watts, and I cannot hit our club repeater, and I cannot, I don't think I can hit this repeater either. But when I go to my outside antenna, which is about, I think it's about 26 or 27 feet above the peak of my roof, so it's clear. Then I get everything but the club repeater, and there's a mountain ridge between me and it, and the club repeater's only about 6 miles from my house, but I have to run 10 watts to get into it. So I think up and you may be your best answer. KC4EZN.
Roger that. Well, again, I'm gonna have to do some experimenting here and see what's going on. But yeah, his 14664 is doing the same thing that this repeater was doing to me last week. Was just popping and scratching and a whole lot of static and very little voice. So I don't know. But I've got it back in the same configuration I had it before. So I don't know what the devil is. So yeah, I'm gonna have to put up a real antenna, I guess, eventually. But I just haven't had the chance to do it. So anyway, well, thanks anyway, Harry. You have a good evening. We'll see you around 9 o'clock, maybe.
Planning on it. Got another fellow out there wandering around, called in earlier from Texas. I told him to come back at 9 o'clock. He was looking for some local information in the Greenville area, and nobody else answered him. So I just let him know that... he wasn't the only person in the world, and come back at 9 o'clock, and there'd be a whole bunch of folks could help him out. So Yeah, we will. I started to say we will see you. We'll at least hear you somewhere around 9 o'clock. So anyway, I'm gonna go back over here and try and solder some of those microscopic wires that they put in these new headsets. So that's been a real challenge because not only are they difficult to solder, I'm having to use a magnifying glass to see what I'm doing. Plus, they make that wire so fine now, they reinforce it with a synthetic fiber. So not only are you trying to solder a copper wire you can't see, you're also trying to solder plastic. And I found out it doesn't solder really well. But anyway, I've only managed to burn my thumb once, so put some shrink wrap on those joints after I get them at least electrically connected. So anyway, if I don't burn my other thumb so I can't hold a mic button down, we'll hear you around 9 o'clock, John. Have a good one. KN4RJN, KC4EZN.
73's to you. Watch out for that solder iron. we'll talk to you again. KN4RJN, I am clear.